Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kim Castle is here, too. Kim is co-founder of Brand U Workshop. She's the author of co-author of Brand U Bible and Why Brand U. Her company is called Why Communications. It's a full-service brand marketing studio, and she's a member of our Brain Trust. That makes her a pretty special person. Kim, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a joy to be back.
It's good to have you back. And Kim, before you came, before you got here in the earlier part of the hour, I was doing my little tap dance about branding. The audience, they were listening, but they were rolling their eyes because they're saying, "Oh, here he goes with the branding thing again." Well, you know what? They're just going to have to get over that, because I'm going to talk about branding for small businesses till I fall over and they put me under the ground, because I think that there's so much work to be done to help small business owners understand that not only are big businesses not the only ones who have brands, but the small business owners have brands. The question is whether we define our brand and take it to the marketplace, or whether our competitors define our brand.
Absolutely. Yeah, you get on your brand box and you stay up there.
Yeah, I do. I do. And the bad news is, and this is what they're saying, my audience is saying, is that I actually have several boxes I get on, but my brand box is one of my most prominent ones. So
I don't blame you.
What do you think?
I don't blame you. I agree. I mean, very often we work with, big brands, a lot of people brands you've heard of, like Wolfgang Puck and Domino's and General Motors. Our focus is really smaller business and entrepreneurs, and teaching them that they can really understand and be a brand. It doesn't matter that they're not a big company. You have to be and think big first. And without that solid foundation of defining what your business really is at its core, you will always be at the mercy of potshot marketing.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is, a brand is not a $2 billion ad campaign, is it?
No, it's not. It doesn't have to be. Now, you have to have a solid process to define it, or otherwise it stays in that kind of fluffy, ethereal kind of idea. But it's really about drilling into what your business is really about and how you're really affecting people's lives.
Mm-hmm. And how they react to what you do emotionally, too, isn't it?
It is
To whatever it is that you offer them.
People are emotional beings. We can't get away from it. People buy emotion.
Even guys. Right?
Jim, are you emotional too?
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm trying to get in touch with my emotional side, Kim. Help me out here.
Oh, I'm sure if you're watching a football game, you get kind of emotional.
A little bit, yeah.
No, but we're all emotional beings. I mean, that's the joy of being human. And you have to constantly put people in an emotional state. The way we teach people, almost like you're creating your own, your business is like a movie. It's a story, one that you want people to buy into over and over and over. And once you get them in, you create these bounces. One product or service is a commercial for another, and before you know it, they don't want to leave.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, a friend of mine is another branding expert says that he uses the word, a part of the word branding. He says it's the ding in branding. You know, whenever people need what it is that you sell, it doesn't matter whether you've got an international brand or whether you've got a two county brand. If you can make that ding go off in their head when they think of you, then you've accomplished the branding.
Absolutely. I kind of see it. You remember way back when branding first started, it was like steering it, burning a mark into a cattle or burning mark into
right.
a range animal.
Right.
We kind of see it as burning a mark in people's hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So that they think of you, their hearts and their minds, that they think of you first because you've really touched them.
So how do we accomplish this, Kim? How do we make this happen?
Well, first of all, I think the most important place to start is the realization that if you don't define why people should buy from you, they won't buy from you. It's not just about marketing. It's about defining the core of what your business is, almost like you have to pull the blinds down on the customer and not think about the customer at first, and think about the foundational core of why your business really exists.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just to pay rent or to cover your expenses.
And it can't be about you, can it? Best brands are not about you. They're about your customers and their experience.
Yeah, but we'll go even further to say that it's about that experience, but you also have to make it deeply personal. There's so much noise being thrown at consumers. I mean, we're all consumers. I was reading a recent report on advertising and consumption that said that on an average, consumers are shown 236 marketing messages every single day.
Yeah.
And we're overwhelmed. So we would go even further to say that it has to have a deeply personal charge to it to rise above the noise.
Well, you know, don't you think more and more people are actually coming to that realization? I mean, folks like you and me who sort of study these kinds of things, we're probably less manipulable than the average consumer. But don't you think more and more consumers are saying, you know what, you're trying to manipulate me and you're not telling me what's in this for me?
Well, I think, yeah, more and more people, because there's so much advertising, mm-hmm. and they're getting smarter, and they're putting up these walls because just so they don't get overwhelmed.
For self-defense.
Self-defense, yeah. You'll go crazy if you're trying to, like, react to everything mm-hmm. that's shown to you. And people are getting smarter, and they're going, wait, you're just trying to sell me. And how are you going to be different from the last person that tried to sell me and let me down?
So let's say we've got a young company that's come to you and they've penetrated the market. They've got some things going on, but they're still in their formative years. First, maybe a couple of 3 years of their business, and they say to you, Kim, we want to make sure that over the next 2 or 3 years that our brand is seen as the place to go for what it is that we sell in our market. Where would you tell them to start?
Well, we start in the same place.
Would you start with a logo? Would you say we need to get a logo?
Yeah, that's like saying I have a cherry. Can I be a brand?
Yeah.
instead of can I be an ice cream sundae? We would start in the same place that we start with somebody whose employees are just their two bunny slippers. It's the same place. First thing that we do is sit down and we define what we call a Bible, a brand Bible. Just like any TV show, before they write a single episode, they create a show Bible so that the hundreds of writers that work on it all work from the same place.
All right. Now, that's what I want you to hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to pick right back up there, folks. You don't want to go away. This is getting into the good stuff. Right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Kim Kessel is our guest.
Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can a child.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Or if you don't like to type, here's a short one for you, jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every Sunday on in the afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. Don't forget to check out our blog, too, on the website. And you can RSS, you can do the really simple syndication, subscribe to our blog, and it'll send you that every day. Imagine the wonders of that, folks. Jim Blassingame on your desktop every day. Kim Castle, that would just be hard to imagine, wouldn't it? How wonderful that would be.
I'm thinking about you coming into my life every single day.
It'd be like a dream come true, wouldn't it, Kim? Kim Castle, ladies and gentlemen, the co-founder of Brand You Workshop. And Kim, give us your website and tell us about the workshop.
Yes, it's Why Brand You. That's WHYBRAND, U.com. And we do these one-day workshops around the country where we actually show small business owners and entrepreneurs actually through the entire branding process that we do so that they walk out with the seed of their brand planted with steps that they can take immediately to being a brand.
And can we do this virtually?
Well, you can come to our website, Why Brand You. We do have online training. We have teleclasses.
So we got people listening in Bangor, Maine. You're in Los Angeles.
Yes.
People listening in Bangor, Maine. Can you help those guys?
Absolutely. Just come to our website. Actually, you know what? We could give, we have three gifts because this is our, we want to celebrate being back.
You want to give some stuff away?
We're going to give them three gifts.
All right. I like this.
We have our report, 15 Mistakes That Kill Business Success. And I have people write me all over the world saying, oh my God, thank you for this. I didn't know I was making
15 Mistakes That Kill Businesses.
15 Mistakes That Kill Business Success.
All right.
It's a special report.
And that's you're going to give it to you're going to give it away for free, right?
For free, absolutely. Our e-zine, which is called Why You, that's WHYYOU, question mark, exclamation point, give a free a subscription to our e-zine,
okay.
As well as a download to our book, Why Brand You, Big Business Success, No Matter Your
Time. They can
time.
Download that book?
Yes.
And you're going to give it away. All they got to do is
all
what?
All they have to do is go to this website. That's www.whybrandu. Again, that's WHYBRAND, the letter U.com, /radio.
Okay. So put the /radio in there, folks, and go there and check out some of those things. Thank you, Kim, for making those free things available. And folks, I hope you'll take advantage of that. This is like Christmas coming early, so check it out when you get a chance. Okay, Kim, you were talking about the branding Bible.
Yes. So the first thing that we do, if you do not have a core document, basically it's like defining the rules to make decision, rules of communication. If you do not have rules, you'll always be guessing. How do you win a game if you don't have a set of rules?
Mm-hmm.
And business is like a game. It's a
so you're talking
game.
About basically, you're basically talking about a business plan for your brand.
It exactly is.
Mm-hmm.
It's how do you make decisions? How do you decide what products to make? The angles to take it. One of the things that we do is we do four steps of an internal core dialogue of what the business is, and four steps to taking that communication out and making sure it connects emotionally to people, to the world.
And you bring in your brain trust in your organization, make sure everybody contributes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
How do you connect this to the customers? How do you get the customers to weigh in on this?
Well, the first thing you have to realize, again, is they're emotional. So we have to communicate in emotional sense. And one of the things that we do to do that is we communicate. As human beings, we exist in four dimensions: body, mind, heart, and spirit. I know Stephen Covey goes into this in his 8th Habit book.
Mm-hmm.
When we approach branding, we approach it and make sure that your communication is constantly coming from those four dimensions. If you do not connect to people on those four dimensions, it will always lead them to question, to say, you know, but I can get this cheaper down the road. If you communicate on all four dimensions and meeting all of those four dimensions of their human existence, they cannot help but buy into what you are giving them.
So you're saying that instead of looking around for products that you think are really cool and that you think that there's a need for in the marketplace, you're saying to find the products that connect to your customers on those four levels.
Yeah, well, you could take that cool product that you say is pretty cool, like the iPod Nano, let's say.
Right.
But if you communicate that cool product, just being cool in itself is not enough. There's millions of cool products out there. But if you take that and communicate it
mm-hmm.
on board the levels, then they will want it. They
well,
will
just
want
like
it.
Just like Starbucks is a good example, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Brilliant.
I mean, coffee is coffee, right?
Brilliant. Yeah.
I mean, their coffee is pretty good, but it's not like the only coffee in the world.
Who would have thought we'd be lining up to pay $6 for a cup of coffee?
Exactly. Well, I don't pay six. I refuse to pay six. I'll pay $4.50, but not six. but they also have pretty cool music when you go in there. You know, I tried to buy the music there one time, and they wouldn't sell it to me.
Yeah.
But you know, it's that experience, isn't it?
It is completely. They don't still sell coffee. They sell a place that you can think. The moment you say Starbucks, you are suspended inside the door before you even gotten there.
Yep, that's the ding, isn't it?
That is the ding.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well said. Give us the website again, please, Kim.
Pardon me?
Give us the website again.
It is www.whybrandu.com. That gets WHYBRAND, the letter U.com. And to get those gifts, you have to add a /radio.
Radio. All right, folks, check that out when you get a chance. Please take advantage. Go there and remind us. It's the 15 mistakes. I've got a copy of that, by the way. It's outstanding. And then some other things there, the newsletter and some other things. Kim, thank you for being here. Thank you for the free things.
You know what? If anybody's listening from Los Angeles, come join us for the workshop.
I appreciate it. And that's this weekend, right?
That's this weekend.
Okay, thanks, Kim. See you next time. Quick break. break. Right back with Steve Del Bianco. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.